This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor, C3 AI. C3 Generative AI enables rapid access to secure, traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, all while using any LLM, helping enterprises turn the invisible into the obvious. Learn more at c3.ai.
Israel launches its largest attack in the West Bank in decades. And China restricts exports of two key metals used in semiconductors. Plus, we begin a series on Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. They're the hottest weight loss drugs around. But how do they work?
That mental chatter, you know, where they're always thinking about food or various cravings, really gets wiped out.
It's Monday, July 3rd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Israel has launched its biggest military operation in the occupied West Bank in more than two decades in what it called an extensive counterterrorism effort targeting armed Palestinian militants in the city of Jenin. Our foreign correspondent, Stephen Kalin, spoke with the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, about the operation.
The IDF told me that there wasn't an imminent threat that this was in response to. It was more the overall environment in Jenin, which the Israeli military has been trying to confront for the better part of a year. And this is sort of definitely an escalation in the tactics. In the past year or so, they have been wary of sending in large numbers and spending more than a couple of hours because they've confronted a lot of violence and resistance from the residents and the militants there. That's pretty significant, as well as the use of drones and airstrikes that have been launched from the drones. According to the IDF, this is the first time that they've really been used in this sort of environment since 2006.
Deadly Israeli raids into Palestinian cities have become frequent over the past year, though the use of airstrikes and drones is rare. The Israeli military said it was targeting specific gunmen, a command and control center used by militants, and facilities for producing and storing weapons. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 8 Palestinians were killed and 80 more were injured in Jenin and a nearby refugee camp, with fatalities expected to rise. Residents also reported a large number of arrests and extensive property damage. The U.S. ambassador to Russia was granted access to jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich today. It was the second such visit since his detention in March, following weeks of repeated U.S. requests to meet with him in prison in Moscow. The 1963 Vienna Convention, signed by both the U.S. and Russia, allows states consular access to nationals arrested or detained in other states. Gershkovich is the first American journalist arrested on an espionage accusation in Russia since the end of the Cold War. Gershkovich, the journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the allegation. China is restricting exports of two metals, gallium and germanium, that are used in semiconductors, 5G base stations, and solar panels. Industry executives say the move is in retaliation for restrictions the U.S. and other nations have imposed on sales of high-end chips and equipment to China. The U.S. says its measures against Chinese chipmakers were made to prevent Beijing from developing technologies that could give it an advantage in defense. But China argues the new measures are aimed at curtailing its rise. China's Ministry of Commerce says its new rule will take effect August 1st. Harvard University is facing a challenge to its legacy admissions program. Advocacy groups have filed a civil rights complaint against the Ivy League school, alleging the practice discriminates against applicants of color. The groups are calling on the federal government to investigate Harvard's legacy and donor-related preferences, which they say favor mostly white applicants. A Harvard spokesperson declined to comment. The lawsuit comes after the Supreme Court found it unconstitutional for universities to consider race in their admissions decisions. In Florida, a new immigration law that took effect on Saturday is leading migrant workers to leave the state. Farms and construction sites are experiencing a labor shortage as a result. The law, signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in May, makes it a third-degree felony for unauthorized workers to knowingly use false identification to get employment. Businesses that knowingly employ unauthorized workers could have their licenses suspended. A spokesman for DeSantis said the law counteracts the effects of illegal immigration on Florida. Coming up, the first in a three-part series on the weight loss drugs Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, starting with how they work. We'll explain after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI enables rapid access to secure, traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, all while using any LLM, helping enterprises turn the invisible into the obvious. Learn more at c3.ai.
Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. Those are three of the hottest drugs out there right now. All have been shown to help patients lose weight, and demand is growing and growing. So, over the next few days, Wall Street Journal audio producer Ariana Asparu will be taking a look at the big money behind these drugs and how they might change how we talk about weight loss. We start with a crash course in just what these drugs do.
Odds are you've seen an ad or an online post about a new kind of weight loss drug, and it can feel like these ads are everywhere. Here in New York, I see them all the time on the subway. But they're also on billboards along the highway, on TV, with a jingle that gets stuck in your head. And people are talking about these medications a lot. There's even a song about them. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, no more sorrow. So they've become such a cultural moment. But aside from the huge buzz around these drugs, there's real evidence that they've been effective in helping some people lose weight. Doctors are recommending them to their patients, many of whom are seeing positive results. Before we get into it, it's important to say that there's a lot going on with these medications, and we're publishing new stories almost every day. We're not going to get into all of it here. So, what will we be doing? Telling you just how these main three drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, are changing how we think about weight loss. They fall under a class called GLP-1 drugs. We'll explain what that means, what we know about them, and get into how they work later on. To start off, I spoke with my colleague, Peter Loftus. He covers the pharmaceutical industry for the Wall Street Journal and has reported extensively on these drugs. He says that a lot of the buzz around the GLP-1 drugs is happening online, where people are posting and sharing information about them.
Facebook support groups with tens of thousands of members where people are discussing every aspect of their use of Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. And I think that's what's really responsible for spreading a lot of the information about these drugs. I've been covering the pharmaceutical industry for more than 15 years, and I've just never seen anything like that, where a single brand like that can generate such awareness.
Peter has reported on the rise in popularity of these drugs, and he says it's unlike any other weight loss drugs that have come before.
These drugs are game changers for a couple of reasons. One is the magnitude of the weight loss that you can get from taking these drugs is much bigger than most of the older drugs, if not all of the older drugs.
So there's three big medications in this space right now, and they're all a little similar, both in their ingredients and in how people take them. All taken once a week by doctor-prescribed injections. First, let's talk about Ozempic. It's made by the company Novo Nordisk. Right now, Ozempic is approved by the Food and Drug Administration to treat type 2 diabetes. But it's gained popularity for off-label uses, which include weight loss. But there's another drug by Novo Nordisk that's FDA-approved for weight loss. It's called Wegovy. It has the same active ingredient as Ozempic, but a different brand name. And then there's the new kid on the block, Mounjaro. It's made by the company Eli Lilly and is similar to Novo Nordisk's medications. But research has shown that it may be more effective at helping people lose weight. Similar to Ozempic and Wegovy, Mounjaro increases the production of GLP-1, a gut hormone. But it also boosts the production of another gut hormone called GIP, which can suppress appetite even further. Here's WSJ's Peter Loftus again.
These do appear to be effective new drugs and relatively safe drugs for a chronic condition that's a big public health concern and something that people might have to take chronically, like many people do for statins and even blood pressure medications.
In studies, Wegovy helped people lose up to about 17% of their body weight, while Mounjaro helped people lose up to about 22.5% of their weight on average. The website for Wegovy says it may help adults with obesity or people who are overweight with weight-related problems, while Mounjaro and Ozempic sites both say the medication is for adults with type 2 diabetes. An FDA approval for Mounjaro to be used for weight loss is expected later this year. But once a drug is approved for any use, doctors can prescribe it as they see fit. That's why some people looking to lose weight are being prescribed Ozempic, even though it's a diabetes medication. So what exactly do these drugs do in the body that leads to such dramatic weight loss? Remember when I said these medications fall into a class of drugs called GLP-1? Well, they all mimic the effects of that naturally occurring gut hormone, glucagon-like peptide 1. Your body releases that hormone when you eat, and it tells your brain and certain organs to take action. Kind of like an email or a text message from your stomach telling your pancreas to create more insulin and your liver to release less glucose. That's why these medications work for treating type 2 diabetes. But they also change how hungry you feel. Dr. Disha Narang is an endocrinologist and obesity and culinary medicine specialist at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital, just north of Chicago. She's also the director of obesity medicine at the hospital and previously sat on an advisory board for Novo Nordisk. She explained what this medication does in the body.
It works at the level of the brain and the level of the gut. So at the level of the gut, the medication slows down gastric emptying. So it slows down the way our stomach empties into our gut.
So that means for people on these drugs, it takes longer for food to get from the stomach to the rest of the digestive tract. And she says that leads to patients feeling fuller, faster than usual.
And then, you know, more simplistically stated, also works at the level of the brain where it interacts with our appetite center and it suppresses our hunger hormone. And so what patients will often say is that, you know, that chatter or that mental chatter, you know, where they're always thinking about food or various cravings really gets wiped out.
When someone tries to lose weight on their own with lifestyle changes, Dr. Narang says that there's a point where the weight loss plateaus and it's difficult to keep the weight off.
Our hunger hormone starts to go up again because your body really wants to get back to its earlier, more comfortable state. And so when that happens, it's really hard to keep weight off because that suppression is no longer there. And so what this medication does is, let's say you've lost, you know, 50 pounds. The medication keeps that hunger hormone level suppressed so that that hunger does not go all the way up and then, you know, somebody's not regaining all that weight.
But Dr. Narang says that lifestyle choices still matter. You still need to maintain a healthy diet and exercise regularly, along with the weight loss medications.
When we see true success and long-term weight loss and long-term weight maintenance, that's when lifestyle and medication get married. And so it's not one or the other, it's both together for long-term success.
But that long-term success comes with some caveats. Some research has shown that patients have regained weight after stopping the medication, but this hasn't been studied enough to say for sure. And there are side effects.
Side effects include nausea, vomiting,
constipation, stomach pain, headache, tiredness, upset stomach, dizziness, feeling bloated, belching.
Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may lead to dehydration, which may worsen.
For the most common side effect, nausea, one study found that 44% of patients taking Wegovy experienced it. And another study reported that 31% of people taking the highest dose of Mounjaro for weight loss also experienced nausea. But these symptoms can lessen over time. Aside from those stomach and intestinal issues, some people have experienced things like burps that smell like sulfur. And since these drugs can mimic a gut hormone that has receptors in the brain, some people have even reported having bizarre dreams. And there are questions about longer-term side effects. Other weight loss treatments, touted as miracle cures, have had some serious issues. These drugs haven't been tested long-term for weight loss. But this type of medication has been on the market for over a decade to treat diabetes. And Dr. Disha Narang says she hasn't seen red flags in her patients yet.
Our patients with diabetes have been using these medications for years now. You know, they've been able to keep their blood sugars under decent control. They've been able to keep their weight maintained as well. And so far, so good, actually. We haven't necessarily seen long-term side effects of these medications.
The companies say these medications are safe and effective. The bigger issue, according to some doctors, actually isn't the side effects. It's the cost. these drugs come with a big price tag. We'll bring you that part of the story on Wednesday. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Ariana Aspuru.
And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We're off for the 4th of July holiday, but we'll be back with a new episode on Wednesday morning. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor, C3 AI. C3 Generative AI enables rapid access to secure, traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, all while using any LLM, helping enterprises turn the invisible into the obvious. Learn more at c3.ai.